The protest by the law students turned violent when the police prevented them from continuing their march to the seat of government, Jubilee House. The students had arranged to present their petition to the president to intervene in the mass failure of law students aiming to study a professional course at the Ghana School of Law. But when they got few meters to the seat of government, they were met by armored vehicles and policemen.
We come to you, tell us that you're not allowed to proceed. Fine, leadership is ready to go and present the petition. Allow the leadership to go. He said no. All of a sudden, we see the water cannons spraying students. We see stray bullets being shot. We see students being brutalized and beaten right here just because we are asking for justice, just because we are asking for opportunity to learn.
At least 9 students have been arrested and 2 others left injured after the police used water cannon to control the crowd.
We are basically asking for general reforms in legal education, and that includes what's happening in Makola. We also think that the entrance exam should be re-looked at. We need an exam that allows for students to have a fair understanding of what the marking scheme is. You go to write an exam, you don't know what they were looking out for.
The Ghana Law School has been recording mass failure for the entrance exams for many years. Some students believe they are deliberately being failed because of lack of infrastructure to accommodate them at the law school. The Chief Justice, who supervises legal education in the country, on the other hand, says she will not allow mass production of lawyers in the country. This year, out of over 1,800 students who sat for the entrance exams, only 128 passed. In 2017, the Supreme Court ruled the entrance examination and interview session used to admit students for the 2-year professional law course was against the Constitution. Parliament passed a bill in 2018 giving the General Legal Counsel approval to conduct the entrance examination. But many law students still want the entrance exams scrapped. They want to be allowed admission to study the 2-year professional course using their Bachelor of Law degree. Nabil Ahmed Rufai, Accra.